Murder heightens racial tensions in South Africa. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The murder on Saturday of South Africa's far-right leader, Eugene Terblanche, has heightened racial tensions in the country. Mr. Terblanche was hacked to death on his farm by two of his employees. Terblanche was head of the white supremacist group, the Afrikaner Resistance Movement, which believed in a separate white state in South Africa. Officials from the group believe the killing is linked to an anti-apartheid era song that has the lyrics, "Shoot the farmer, kill the Boer." The Boer are the white Europeans who settled in South Africa in the 1800s. The African National Congress Party's youth leader, Julius Malema, recently revived the song. President Jacob Zuma has called for calm. He does not want violence ahead of the Soccer World Cup finals in June. Eugene Terblanche was a controversial figure in South Africa's politics for many decades. He believed in the supremacy of the white race and racial segregation. He spent his political career trying to create a state for whites only, starting the Afrikaner Resistance Movement in 1973 to try to achieve this aim. This organization had as many as 70,000 members at its height. In 2001, Terblanche was sentenced to 6 years in prison for a number of crimes, including attempted murder. He served 3 years of this term. One of his followers, Moritz Oberholzer, predicted there would be violence in the days and weeks to come. "There is going to be a lot of blood flowing. They took out our leader. We are all hungry for revenge," he warned.